Our gracious Father, we thank you again for your grace that has brought us to your house this morning. We are grateful unto you for how you blessed us last week, and your protection, your favor and mercies. We are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, we appreciate your blessing during the Sunday school this morning. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the hymns and the choruses that have been sung to praise your name. Thank you also for special numbers. We bless your holy name. Righteous Master, we ask that you bless, Lord, the song leader, those who sang special, the users of instrument, and bless your entire children. Father, we look up unto you this morning that, Lord, one more time, you will open the windows of heaven and pour forth your blessings upon us. Anoint your servant specially, and not us also. Take away wandering minds, take away weaknesses, tiredness, sicknesses, every distraction of the enemy, may you take them away. And those who will not be in church physically, we pray that your grace and your mercy will stand for them. Heal their sick bodies, perfect their health, rebuild the hands of the enemy in their life. Grant it, eternal Father. We also want to commit your servant who has gone to crane unto you. We pray you will help him, be his strength and inspiration. Make him a great channel of blessing to your people. Also, your servant that went to Bakatari, may you do likewise unto him and bless your people mightily. Everywhere the saints are gathered in like manner this morning across the nations of the world, may your presence be with your people. May you further your work in the life of your children. Thank you, eternal Father. Those who are seeking for the Holy Ghost today, may they receive. Those who are sick in the body, may they be healed. In whichever way your children are trusting for one blessing or the other, may you answer their prayers. And at the end of the service of today, Lord, there will be, Lord, billions and millions of thanksgiving that will rise up unto you for your glory in the midst of your people. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, blessed be your name, Lord. Those who are mourning, may you be their comfort. Thank you for all things, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father and our God, we are so grateful, so thankful, so happy to be in your presence this morning. Especially, we want to thank you for accounting us worthy to be part of you, O blessed Lord, even to be in the service this morning. There are so many people, Lord, that has longed to have this privilege, but the grace was not there, Lord. Based on the course of predestination, Lord, you ordained us to life. And that is why we are a manifestation in this hour that we are living in. And so, Lord, this morning we pray that you open the windows of heaven.
Aye.
Lord, anoint us from the pulpit down to the basement. Brother Abraham said, what is the need for me to be anointed without the congregation being anointed? Lord, it will be a wasteful effort this morning for us to leave our house without being blessed, O God. We pray, O God, that you will help us, help our unbelief, forgive us all our sins and trespasses, by adventure, by omission, or by commission, Lord, that we have fallen short of your glory. May the blood of Jesus speak on our ground. Thank you, blessed Heavenly Father. Bless the reading of your word. Bless the message. Lord, you are the teacher. Lord, you are the one that has the ability to teach. And when you teach, nobody can say, I didn't understand. Any man can teach, can say anything, and people will not understand. But when you, because you are promised to be the teacher, Lord Jesus, we are bound to understand.
Hey.
Take us out of the way this morning.
Hey.
And let your name be glorified.
Bah.
Bless your servant that has gone to preach in another local assembly, O God, in the service of the Lord. O God, I pray that you will anoint him also. That the people will be blessed also.
Hey.
And the message you will bring will be a transformation into the, O God, life of your people.
Hey.
That they will come to the stature of a perfect man. Because that is what the bride is supposed to be at this time. Thank you for hearing us. Lord, knowing that you are more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask.
Aye.
In Jesus Christ's name, we have asked and prayed.
Hey.
Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I'm also happy to be in the house of the Lord. I first want to thank the pastor, appreciate the pastor once more again for giving me this privilege to stand behind the sacred desk. I want to say that I think I always visit every 5 years. Okay, the last time I came here must be 4 or 5 years ago. When I was here 5 years ago, he went to preach somewhere also. It was the one before the one of 5 years that he was around. Maybe I'm considering to be one of you. May his name be glorified. I want to thank the Lord for his hospitalities. He always tells me to feel at home. We'll be having a wonderful time. Every time we see, we salute each other. So if you see us saluting, it's not a courteous issue, you know. It's a message issue. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. I want to also thank Mama. Mama has been up and doing to make sure that the food is always on the table. I want to appreciate all those meals. I really enjoy it. I want to appreciate the sisters, and the young sisters in the house. Just up and doing one thing or the other. I want to appreciate every one of them. I want to also appreciate my good friend. That's one name. If you take him to Igbo land within 6 months, he's hearing Igbo. I speak Igbo with him. But within 6 months, nobody will know him to be a Yoruba man. Very accommodating. We have known each other for a very long time. And we always smile each time we see. So may the Lord bless you, sir. May the Lord bless the second mama. The pastor told me that Sister Kwabeso will be bringing food to the house. And yesterday the food arrived. So Mama told me, said that's from Sister Kwabeso. So, and the pastor would say, yeah, just go and eat the food now. I will eat my own now. That the food was for me and the pastor. So I told the pastor it will be in the evening. I couldn't even wait for evening time. So when I opened the big, big meat that we are there. So I didn't want the swallow to, you know, to block my stomach. So that I could do justice
to the meat.
So I really had a wonderful time. Sister Waveso, God bless you. Thank you very much. I want to appreciate all the rest of the ministers here. Many of them that has gone on mission just to fulfill the purpose of God in their lives. May God richly bless them. Reverend, I want to appreciate you. I hope you, we are in the last minister's meeting.
Okay,
you know, I'm just knowing you recently. Is it long you become a minister?
I'm sorry about that.
All right. God bless you. I want to appreciate my interpreter. I used to look at his mouth. This is mouth. No, it's very good for interpretation. So I see just interpreting. I'm enjoying it. I wish I would borrow it and travel with it. Praise be to the name of the Lord. I know I have so many friends here, but time will fail me because of our time. So trusting the Lord will help us this morning. I know there are a lot of ministers that called me and know that I'm here, say that I should extend their greetings to you people. God richly bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, bro. Just give me the first quote there. Way up to the coming of the Lord. Then after that, you give me the second quote there. All right. Amen. I want to read two quotes before I read the scriptures. I used to think I don't know what I would have been if I'm not a message believer. And I have believed this message. You know, there are so many people that are in the message. They are also doubting the message. And that is the people that didn't come into the message by revelation. Because the secret is that it is God that will call, that must call you. And let me tell you, if God didn't call you as a member of the bride of Christ, I don't care how many years you spend here, when the time comes, you will leave. I just forgot to appreciate Sajay. I just like that name, Sajay. So each time I see him, I say, Sajay. He will smile and I will smile. So yesterday I went and ride bicycle. He said that, do you call bicycle Okada? Okay. Now bicycle, Okada is machine.
Keke.
So when I was riding, not up to 5 minutes, are you tired? That he will soon also be coming to ride also. So we thank God for the nice time we are having. Amen. So I want to read this quote From the message, looking unto
Jesus.
Did you appreciate the Sunday school this morning? From, I used to call him Prof. Adewumi.
Professor.
Amen. I was also blessed myself. Going direct and saying what the tape says. Amen. But Bram said in the message, looking unto Jesus, 190. Say, we are living ahead of that now. We are beyond
Pentecost.
That is where we are now. We are beyond
Pentecost.
I think I fell short of words to be able to explain it. But what I'm trying to say is that you cannot measure yourself with Pentecost. Amen. We are beyond that. The same as we are Methodist and Lutheran, we are way up on the coming of the Lord. We are the ministry that Jesus exercised himself has to be exactly. Because I don't know whether to go ahead of my message to show you that we witness exactly the ministry of Jesus Christ. That Jesus that walked on the street of Galilee 2,000 years ago. The only thing that was different was his physical corporal body.
Well,
I will come to that. I will show you. Where, amen, the ministry of Jesus, that Jesus Christ exercised has to be exactly like the headstone on the pyramid. Has to be so hung, every stone fit perfectly.
Ready.
And the church has got to get in that condition to receive the headstone. We've got to be in the condition of that ministry that Jesus exercised. Amen. Like the headstone coming upon the mirror pyramid. Then from there, we take the whole thing to the resurrection. When the body is raised up. Let me tell you, there is something that excites the
bride.
And what manner of people we are to have this privilege to be called the bride of Christ and to hear the message we are hearing. You can't buy with money. There is no way you can get it if it is not God's plan. There are so many people that have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. In my place where I come from, when you claim to be a Christian, they will tell you, have you read the Bible like so person who have read the Bible, taught it 7 times. There are people that are reading this Bible more than me and you on daily basis. But what we are seeing, they are not seeing it. What we are hearing, they are not hearing it. Because there is a physical eye. And there is a spiritual ear. It is not this physical and that. No, there is a spiritual one. That you can have understanding. So it's got to make us happy. It is even enough for total deliverance. Are we together this morning? Amen. But Abraham said the seven thunders will give faith. Seven thunders give faith. Seven thunders will prepare the bride. Seven thunders will show the bride how to gather for the great translation. What is it, this message will show us all that? So, brother, give me the other one. From the message, invisible union of the bride. The prophet said, dear God, we say solemnly now, a Thanksgiving day, it really is Lord. I am grateful, Lord, to be living in this day. Are we together? Brother Abraham was not talking that I will live in the day of Moses or the day of Elijah, or even in the day of Moses, because that is where we are going to pick our subject this morning. I am so grateful, Lord, to be living in this day. This is the greatest day. You are sitting there, I don't know what you are doing. Maybe you are just walking on the road, entering motor, see. But this is a greatest day. Paul the apostle longed to see this day. The great men of old longed to see this day. The prophets longed to see this day. They looked for this day. If those people look for this day, and you yourself happen to be in this day, what are you doing? You ought to be happy that you are can't. They look for it, but they didn't see. They couldn't get to it. Because there is a lot of things and many things that are going to happen in this day. It's a great day. Hallelujah. Abraham looked for this day. For he sought for a city whose builder and maker was God. And he hangs right above us tonight. John seen the Spirit of God descending out of heaven. And he bore record, know that he was the Son of God. And think now, he's choosing his bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 13, from verse 10 to 17, and then Hebrew chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Amen. I read verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even as he had. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because seeing they will see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, we say, by hearing you shall hear it, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this, the people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their ears, their eyes, they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand, and their hearts should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not had them. Hebrew chapter 1 from verse 1. Amen. Alright, God, who at sundry times and diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, who he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and holding on to all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, and sat on the right hand of the majesty on high. The Lord our blessing to the reading of his blessed word. Amen. You may be seated. Now, the title of my message this morning is the greatest time of all ages. And I want to pick what I want to share with you from the message Invisible Union of the Bride. But if you can give us the message in paragraph 32, Invisible Union of the Bride, so that we can pick just what we want to build upon this morning. If you don't understand, in these messages that Brother Bram preached, Brother Bram can build so many things in a particular message. But at the end of it all, he will give you the picture of the title that he gave into the message. If your mind is only on the title he gave into the message, there are so many other things he dropped in there. Some of them may not even be related to that message. Amen. So this is you I want to build my text this morning. The prophet said in the message Invisible, you know, he said, I am thankful to God to be living in this time of the closing scene of the world history. You know, we have already read when he said, I am thankful to be living in this day. He said, I don't know if I would have had a say-so before the foundation of the world, if God would have laid out the whole program to me and said to me, I want you to preach. And now what age do you desire to go to the earth to preach? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I would have choose this age. Why didn't he like to choose other age? You know, that's what you never knew. When back to the record, John Law, Bobo, when you come on. In fact, when Jesus Christ was here, he said, in fact, there was a time in my life I used to say, oh God, he used to say they bought me when Jesus Christ was here. I will be following Jesus to everywhere. That was my thought then. But let me tell you, there is no time like now. Let me digress a little bit. Go and read the message identification. Because many of you thought that maybe you could have been a better Christian when Jesus Christ was here, or any of the prophets you choose, or Paul. Even if you live in those ages, you could have not been a better Christian than what you are now. What you are now, it is what you would have been then. If you are a troublemaker in the church now, you will be a troublemaker in Jesus' church. If you come to church late now, you would have been coming to church late. If you don't pay your tithe, you will not even pay your tithe to Jesus. Whatever you are now is what you would have been then. That is by the way. Then, when God was trying to lay the plan, you know that God has a great plan. And I trust that God will help us to get to that place. That is why in your Christian life, you must know where you start from. Now, you must know your starting point. If your starting point, I don't want to go to hell. Let me just live a Christian life so that I can make the rapture. You can never make the rapture.
Oh, the Lord, no, but so can
you. There must be a starting point. And that starting point is who you are. That is what I was trying to bring in the evening. I don't know whether I will get to that place. What do I mean by who you are? Let me just try to be treacherous a little bit. You know, we preach the Holy Ghost as if it's for everybody. But it's not for everybody. Let me tell you something. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost, because that's our thought, that when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will go to the rapture. That's what we preach. I believe it. But you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm treacherous now. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost and still be lost. Brother Abraham said, we do not become a man. Brother, just give us non-seed.
I want to give you a rule.
Non-seed.
I want to give you a rule.
Amen. Because if you don't know your starting point, everything you are doing is in vain. I want you to understand. Don't misunderstand me. Amen. Praise God, bro. Bring it down. So that I can, okay, yes. Program said, now here we are coming to a conclusion. As the eternal Logos, God was manifesting the Son. And in Jesus dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that eternal one was the Father manifesting the flesh. And thereby gained the title of Son. Even so we, eternal in his thoughts, in our tongue, begun the many members spoken words, manifest in the flesh. And those eternal thoughts now manifest in the flesh are the sons of God. Even as we are so called, we did not become seed by the
birth.
It is not the Holy Ghost baptism that makes us seed of God. This is deeper now. It's not the Holy Ghost baptism that makes us seed of God. Amen. We did not become seed by the
birth.
We are seed. And therefore, we are reborn. For only the elect can be reborn. The only people that can receive the Holy Ghost is only the elect. Because there is something that is called the seed. The seed has to be your starting point. What am I talking about? Don't do religion. Religion will not take you anywhere. But it's for you to understand who you are. The Bible says your spirit and the spirit of God must bear witness that you are a child of God. Because we are seed, is the reason we could be quickened. Because we are the seed, that is the reason we can receive Holy Ghost baptism. If you are not a seed, preach from here to eternity. You will never receive the Holy Ghost. You will be struggling to receive. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is as easy as received as I can think of. If at all you are a seed of God, I am going to show you this morning that even as we are here, the Holy Ghost is here waiting for who to do what to be filled. Not you. Not you trying to, you know, get the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Because who we are seed is the reason we could be quickened. A
non-seed,
there is nothing to quicken. Because something has to quicken that inside of the inside. That is the starting point.
Oh,
praise be to the name of God. That's the starting point. If you are not a seed of God,
hallelujah.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yes,
I was preaching when I was in Niger State. I was preaching on predestination. And one brother came to me and said, Breno, don't preach on this predestination. You make me scared. I don't know whether I'm predestinated. You don't even know whether he's predestinated. Amen. That is why, let me tell you.
Yes, of all.
Oh, praise God. A lot of things are scattering right now. That is why you must hear your name
called
from the Lamb Book of Life. Praise God. That is two things I've just dropped here right now. Amen.
Amen.
Your name call from the Lamb Book of Life, because it's not in the quote there. Then the second thing is that the Holy Ghost is looking for that seed. So that is why anybody that is not a seed cannot be quickened. Amen.
Amen.
And what can quicken that seed? Is the rising of the sun, the rising of the Amen. The S-O-N is the message of this hour. But Ram said, give them the waters and see what they do about it. Because that seed is in you. Amen. And that seed is in you to locate the word of this age. Oh, praise God, amen. Just bear with me, Amen, something is just coming. I want to know them down because I want to show them. Okay, brother, give us rapture message. Amen. Rapture message. Amen. Paragraph 35, I think so. If I'm not mistaken. Are you following me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So, rapture message. Oh God. Yes, sir. Praise God. Okay, rapture message. Just bring it down. Or just query if you have eternal life tonight. If you have eternal life. So that can be very easy. Amen. If you don't understand what I'm saying, just ask me questions. Amen. Because we are going into the cream of the crop. As I'm standing here right now, I know who I am. I'm not afraid. No. Okay, verse 85. Paragraph 85. Abraham said here. Now, so you, if you got eternal life, you were in God before there was a war. There is no way you can have eternal life. It is not what you started here. It is what started back there.
Please,
feel free, don't scare me. The prophet said, if you got eternal life, you were in God before there was a war. That is, you were in God before Genesis 1. You have been operating in eternity as a thought or attribute of God. You are a part or a son of God, an attribute of God. He knows the very age you are coming. God did not put you to come in the time of Moses. He did not put you to come in the time of Elijah, or even in the time of Moses, or even in the time of Jesus or Paul. God ordained that you will come in this age. This is your age. He know the age you are coming. He predestinated you to that age. You have no portion with Moses, Elijah. Oh, praise God. All the rest. You don't have even Paul. This is your own age. This is the time that God ordained you to come. And no one can take it. No one can take your place. Care how many impersonators and things. You got to be there. That is why I'm here this morning. My being here this morning is not by mistake. It's not by accident. It is God for them plan. Some of those things we don't even think how it happens, we cannot explain. You know you'll be there. Now you are made manifest. Now you can fellowship with him. And that is what he wants. He's longing for fellowship. To be worshipped. Is your life always was an attribute If you did not, always was an attribute of God, you will be a mimic to Christianity. What is mimic to Christian? Mimic. Mimic means imitate. You are just imitating. That's why you see deeper life people. You see their face, so holy. Even the Pharisees and the Sadducees were like that. Jesus was what they were expecting and looking for. But when that scripture was fulfilled, they could not identify it. Why? Because there was nothing in the inside of the inside to want to identify the word promise for their age. Or rather, they call him a Beelzebul. If your life was not an attribute in God, do you see the starting point now? Because your life is there, that's where you can receive the Holy Ghost. But if you receive the Holy Ghost without your life being there, you are only mimicking. You are only imitation. If we go nowhere, that's why he said he can't lose you today. He can't save you today and lose you tomorrow. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Said, there will be millions and billions of them. There will be mimics of Christianity. Some people, you think that they are Christians. Let me tell you something. With this message, with this revelation, we can judge all things. Let me tell you also, anybody that is not in this message by revelation or being an attribute of God, we never make the rapture. That is why when you go home now, you think about yourself. What actually brought you to the message? You are following your brother, your father, your mother. You are follow. It wasn't that God called you. It wasn't that you hear the cry of the Spirit by the world. It wasn't there was something in you hungry and thirsty. You just decided, I want to dodge hell. I don't want to go to hell. Then you just come. You stop drinking, stop smoking, stop all these things. He goes nowhere. I want to go somewhere now. That's why when you are even filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't know, devil will be punching you. I don't want to go there. And if there's something hungry, you have not attained to the height. I want you to understand. You have three stages to go. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Many of us don't know the state that you are at. And to be able to have the patience that you will get there. When you are under justification, you will be having a lot of challenges. But as long as there is a hunger, there is more of God to receive. As time goes on, you will be climbing from justification to sanctification, and from sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are we together? Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yes.
Ben.
So brother, just give me mockery Holy Ghost. Just type mockery Holy Ghost. Amen. May his name be glorified. Okay, mockery Holy Ghost. From the message, Easter seal. Oh my. Amen. Okay. The prophet said, 86. Now the Holy Spirit is here on earth. Let me tell you, Holy Ghost know they far. Even here this morning. Holy Ghost they here. Now the Holy Ghost is here on earth. Looking at those individuals. Are you hearing? That God has ordained to life in this age. Ordained to life. That's the seed. That's the one that we get the Holy Ghost.
Can I
hear somebody say amen? You are Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. He's there here, he's there on earth now. You
they
look for him, you don't see him, but in the look for those what? Individuals that God has ordained to life. How does God ordain them to life? Because God's own life is in them. Or it's called Zoe life. Or it's called Jam of life. Amen. It's in them. And that is why, if you're a seed of God, that seed was born in you. When you came into this world, you came with it so that you can receive the Holy Ghost. When that seed is not there, no Holy Ghost for you. This is truth. There's no waste of time trying to. Let me tell you. After the seas we are open, the Bible will become a new book. You know one thing I was just wondering yesterday? I asked myself, why was the prophet blastering all these things? He didn't understand there are unbelievers or whatever. Okay, maybe we will come to church like this. I remember one time I went to preach somewhere. I was preaching the message. Because there is nothing we need to preach. We are not to preach what Adiboy is preaching to get people to Christ. We are not to preach what Ojedeko is preaching to bring people to Christ. What we are going to preach to bring people to Christ is the message of the hour. Brother Abraham said, end time message evangelism is Malachi 4. The evangelism is Malachi 4. Whether he's a sinner or drunk, as God may lead you or whatever comes to you, you can tell him that God has sent a prophet. If that seed of God is in you, amen. That word will be activated to that seed. It may not be 100% correct, but you will be growing in grace, what is called growing in grace, to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then he begins to grow to the stature of a perfect man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope I'm free. Now the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is here on earth. Oh, no, here, all over. Oh, I'm sorry, please, I spoke in tongues. The Holy Spirit that we are talking about. I've even seen young sisters. They say, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? They lie. And they make jest of it. You never receive the Holy Ghost. So, anything a problem. Oh, they are just looking for the day that Holy Ghost will come. The Holy Ghost no day far. He's on earth. And now him they go about. You know, he know who is who. He's looking for those individuals that God has ordained to life. In this age. And as soon as he finds it, He does just like he did on
Jesus.
Then that person will have experience. And that experience is not that you will fall on the ground. You may fall. That experience might not be that you speak with the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues. Because Brother Bram told us, Is it the time? He said one of the mysteries that's going to be revealed is the baptism of the Holy Ghost without what? Sensation. You may receive the Holy Ghost, no sensation. But something must register in you that you know that something has happened. You have passed from death unto life. I remember when we were in Pentecostal. One Pentecostal minister came and said, today everybody is going to speak in tongues. Because that is one of the things that Brother Abraham attacked. It's evidence of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. It's a message of Israel. I don't want to go there. And you know what the man did? After he finished the sermon, all those brethren in Pentecostal anyway, everybody started speaking in tongues. I still realize the way me, I used to speak my own tongue. He never passed me. Because if not this message, I would have not known the difference. And a lot of brethren begin to speak. Me, myself, I try, I know if you speak. At the end of the day, he said, if you have not spoken the Holy Ghost, if you have not spoken in tongues, come to the pulpit. And we come to the pulpit. He was laying hand on us. When he has laid hand, I never speak. I just say, whoosh. I was just doing that whoosh like that until the thing tired the man, tired everybody, tired. It's okay, you stand up. Go home. When you reach house, just say the promise is for me. The promise is for me. Then from there, you speak in tongues. And we went home as a delay, and I was die hard to speak in tongues. So when I reached, I just doing like that. And before you know it, after the first or second day, I was saying taka, sakara,
sakara, sakara.
That kind of a thing. So the third day, most of people that were living with my sister where I was staying, some of them used to speak in tongues. So I came before them to demonstrate. I said,
I want to say the meal.
They didn't hear what I spoke. They said, Tibese is speaking in tongues. I didn't mind that they make mock of me. So the next fellowship, we just go after the sermon. Some brethren begin to speak in tongues. I look right, I look
left.
There's nothing I could do. To put his side, I just knock the bed. And there was one brother that was by the side. He just looked at me like this. In Igbo land, we call it Ihuanya. He just look at me with sad eye. And just tap me. Say, keep quiet, you are making noise. I became angry because himself cannot speak. But we thank God for this message. If not for this message, we will still be in that tummy rock. That's why Abraham said we are beyond Pentecost. We are way up now. To the coming of the Lord, we are a ministry. Just exactly like the ministry of Jesus Christ. To feed the headstone, we have to be in that condition. So, Brother Bram came and taught it. You will receive the Holy Ghost. Brother Bram taught it. With us, you may not have sensation. That's why some people will think they don't know whether they have received it or never. They don't know whether they have not received it. One of the cardinal points I would like to tell you, Brother Bram said, watch your life. The second cardinal point is how you react to the word of God for your age. I'm not trying today because that will take me off of my message. I don't care how many holy, the devil will still be tempting you. That is how many people feel that if I did the Holy Ghost, if I get the Holy Ghost, Satan will leave me. Satan will never leave you. But you will not be a desire to do wrong. But if it is a devil to punch you, there are quotes for those things. Let's see, we have left our subject over. We will still come. Are you okay? Is somebody okay this morning? Bro, just give me that Easter scene where we are reading before. Okay, all right. So he said, when he find that person, he did just like he did on Jesus Christ, the greater super son of God, who redeemed us all. He comes down and takes his place of above into the human life. Now, notice, brought that quickening power. Now, that quickening power that came upon Jesus, amen, quickened him to manifest every promise of that day. So does the Holy Spirit that came upon us this day. If it is not a mockery Holy Ghost, there is a mockery Holy Ghost. Amen. If it is not the devil mocking the Holy Spirit, but is the real true Holy Spirit, it will manifest the promise of this hour. That is why the Holy Ghost cannot be in you. Well, we know it cannot be in you and misbehave in this, behave in this and misbehave in there. But when the Holy Ghost is in you, you cannot deny any promise of this hour. Are you getting it? Because if it's a true Holy Ghost, it will manifest the promise of this hour. You will be in the world all the way. You will say amen to every word. Oh, praise God. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay now. That is why I told you, you go to hear your name call. Amen. Bro, just get us, will every Jew and Gentile be saved or something like that? In COD. Because nothing will be saved except that number that God has already written. in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. And that name in the Lamb Book of Life is not innocent. Are you hearing? That name is not Samuel Fabesa. That name is not Pastor Martin. Bro, have you seen it? Jew, Gentile saved. You know, scatter it. Jew, Gentile be saved. Amen. All this I'm talking is not even in my notes. It just went out of my notes. In COD. Oh, praise God. May his name be glorified. Did you get it? Jews, Gentiles, saved. Just scatter it and see if you can get it. Amen and amen. Can you bear with us? Are you not going to get tired when we are trying to get something? Amen and amen. All right. Let me see whether I can get it myself here. I didn't plan for it and Gentiles. Be saved. I like us to read those quotes. That's not it. Just bear with us, please. Amen. All right, let's just leave it. Maybe next time we can just praise God. All right, let's just get back to our message. Give me that invisible union where we are reading. Amen. The greatest time of all the ages. That invisible union. Paragraph 32. Where we are going to base our topic. All right. He said, I'm thankful to God to be living in this time of the closing season of the world history. I don't know if I would have had a say so before the foundation of the world. And if God would have laid out the whole program to me and said to me, I want you to preach. And what age do you desire to go to the earth to preach? I would have chosen this age. For I think this is the golden age. This age is a golden age. Because many things have happened in this age. Many things have been accomplished in this age. Do you know what makes this age to To be golden age, if you go to 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 1 down, 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 1, or Matthew chapter 12 verse 42 down, or Luke chapter 11 verse 31, he gave all the story of the Queen of Sheba. Amen. That is why you read the message, greater than Solomon is here. That is what he's talking about. Amen. Because the time or the realm of Solomon was a golden age. There was no war, there was no trouble, there was no problem. And God sent a gift to what? Israel. And what was that gift? It was the gift of discernment. And the Bible made us understand that when the Queen of Sheba had the wisdom that was in
Solomon,
despite what she had to pass through in the desert,
Abraham
said it took her 90 days. She went to hear that wisdom. And do you know that when she got there, there was nothing about her that but what Solomon designed.
Brother
Bram said, if the people, America, you know the America leads the world today. And the America want to push every nation under earth under her.
Brother Bram
said, if
America
can recognize the gift of God, he said, we will fire all the police force. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And millennium we start. Because a greater than Solomon is with us now. And who is that person? Jesus Christ. Let me just stop a little bit. Many of you, okay, do I say that expecting Jesus Christ or whatever? Maybe I didn't put it well. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Abraham had limited things that he did, God sent him to do. But after that, some of the other things that happened was Jesus Christ himself borrowing a body, impersonating himself. That is why he was told not to drink, not to smoke, not to defile himself with a woman. For he has a work to do when he gets old. Now I'm telling you, church, that Jesus Christ has manifested himself to us in his same principle, in same power, same manifestation. That is why when people saw that, like Adewumi was teaching this morning, when people saw that, they started calling Brother Abraham Jesus Christ. But it wasn't Brother Abraham. It was Jesus Christ borrowing a body to fulfill his promise today. Jesus Christ manifested himself in his same principle. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our prophet William Branham was more than a prophet. I'm going to show you Among all the whole prophet from Enoch.
To
this day, there is none of them that was vindicated or more thoroughly vindicated as Billy Branham was.
Maybe I don't know what this
message means to you. I'm very serious. What it means to me. Let me digress a little bit. In the East, I don't want to call the place name, all right, because I know as we are here now, as we are going around the world on four dimensions. Because what we are doing here right now can be going all over the world. Through Facebook, through
YouTube.
And you are here. In China, they are watching you here now. In America, they are watching you right here now. If there is an ether wave, a connector. So, this brother was in the message. He was a Yoruba brother. But he stayed in the East for a long time. He knew this message so much that even we, some of our preachers talk one. After you come down, you say, brother, that thing you say is not how the prophet said it. He will open the message and show you exactly how Brother
Bram
said it. A time came, he retired from work. That is why, let me tell you, just like the message I was preaching on Wednesday, many people think that life is a straightforward. Especially if you're a child of God. Pentecostals will be prophesying to you. Let your enemy die. That's okay. But as a believer, you see this message you are believing. There will be a time Satan will test you. There is something I wanted to say earlier when I started the message. So, we are gathering now. But the prophet said there will be a time the devil will rather scatter us. We may not have this privilege, or it will be a fond memory. That is where Revelation 13 from verse 11 will be fulfilled. The world council of churches will tighten and by court everywhere. If you don't receive the mark of the beast, you will never buy or sell. It's a privilege when we come to church. That is why our gathering together should be a family. It shouldn't be for you to hurt somebody or make somebody angry when we come to church here. I'm an Igbo man, you're a Yoruba person. Do you know spiritually we come from the same family? But when God wanted to bring you, he carried you, throw away you to a
badass.
Carry me, throw away for Abia State. We are going back to that place. If my own junior brother from the same mama, the same womb, we are answering the same name, is not in God in the beginning. Our destiny is separated. He has a separate destiny. Everything ends up here. But you may be in America or London or wherever. As long as we are in God before the foundation of the world, we are coming back to what we are. So this story that I'm giving to you, this brother can correct you. But do you know, when he retired, he came back home. And because of age, he was getting sick. He called me one day. He said, Brennan said, he said, I should pray for him. What am I to pray for you? He said, the devil is telling him that this message is not true. I fold my hand. I ask myself, will there be a time that I will come and be saying this message is not true? I know that I'm preaching to some people this morning. I know. I don't know of any other person for me and my God. That's all. I don't know who is who. I don't know anybody. Amen.
Amen.
What will bring us to fellowship is this word. But what I'm trying to tell you, Abraham told us the wide council of churches will tighten. That is when all the whole churches, Redeemer, Living Faith, What Have You, all of them will come together under one umbrella. And they will form what is called the image unto the beast. So appreciate our staying together now. And the mark of the beast is in two phases. The first phase is going on now. And brother, that is spiritual mark of the beast. It's going on now. Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit by which you are sealed until the day of your redemption. Brother said, to reject the seal of God is to be marked by the word beast. When you reject the seal of God, Abraham said the Holy Ghost is a seal. This message is also a seal. When you reject the seal of God, spiritually you are marked by the beast. But there will be a time when it will be physically manifested. That is when they will enforce. Because many people think that the mark of the beast is, some people will be going about and taking biro mark and writing 666 on your head. He said it is not a true. It's an enforcement to obey their laws and their doctrines and what have you. And that image has already been formed. And that image is the world Council of Churches. But that image will be given life and power to speak. And brother, when that image is given life and power to speak, my brother, Brother Bram said, those that follow the period of fire, this message, we certainly have a rough time. But it won't be long. Amen. The bride will be raptured. Let me tell you,
yes,
Baba said the rapture will be a secret. There is nothing like, oh, brother, rapture, then they happen, rapture. No. It will be in simplicity. Baba said 500 people are taken away from Ibadan and Lagos. Nobody will know. Because of the simplicity of the rapture. Hallelujah. We have been talking about rapture. We are going to the rapture. Do you know that we are already in the rapture? We are already in the rapture. I am not waiting for the rapture. I'm already in the rapture. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
There are three things that makes up the rapture. That is the shout, the voice, And the trumpet.
Ati ipe naa.
Is that correct?
Sebeni.
Go to the message rapture.
Lo sinu waasu gba soke awon
yan. Problem explain it right there.
Mi salaye re nbe.
Do you know that this is what makes the complete rapture?
These
three things. Amen.
Amen.
Not only one small thing remain now.
Okay,
it's what makes the complete rapture. In the Pentecostal, we used to think that one day heaven will just open, we see one angel with one big trumpet. And that angel with the fa tu tu tu
fa fa yo ma pe fa 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 loju sama.
And then that angel will start descending and Jesus
you are so
call him to come and take his people.
Won wa so pe ko wa ka wo yan re nkan ta ma ro tele niyan laarin awon afide se nkan ta won gbagbo niyan.
That is not the way it should be.
Ko se bi o se ri niyan o.
The prophet told us,
mo ri so fun wa,
they shout,
se ariwo yan gbe yan.
Is the message that is gathering the bride. What gathers me and you here this morning is the shout, which is Revelation 10, the mighty angel
descending
with that book that was closed. Let me explain it to you. If you want to enter plane, you have already bought your ticket, which is your token. Amen. When you got your token, then you go to the, amen, you go to the airport and wait the time of the plane, maybe 1 hour, depending on whether local or international. Then you'll be checked in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After you are checked in, then you will be on board. You will be on board, waiting for the plane to take off. Are you following? Now we are already on board by the shout message. Do you know that this shout has taken us away from Laodicea? That is why we are no longer in Laodicea. We are now in the bride age. We are right now in the coming of the Lord. We are now in the shout. Oh, praise God. We are already in the rapture.
Okay.
By the shout message. Land dreaming time. Rise and dream your life. The bridegroom voice is going on. Through the message of this hour. To awake the white virgins to put oil. Amen. Those that have oil in their lamp, which is the Holy Ghost. And those who don't have oil in their
lives
are going about now looking for oil. We don't enter rapture. We don't enter rapture. To the bride, the church, the rapture is a revelation. It is revealed to her. I surely believe that if you will be in the rapture, you will know. You will know that you will be in the rapture. I don't care what the devil tried to do around me. No. There is an anchor. There is an absolute inside. I've got the pearl of great price. I've got something. We don't enter rapture. We are already in the rapture. The rapture is going on. The first stage of the rapture has happened. Rise up and trim your lamp. It is ongoing time. Oh, praise God, amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. That's why we used to say, what is remaining here is this our flesh is sin element.
When
I told you that it's a small thing remaining, what is that small thing remaining? It's just the change of this body. Amen. Because after the bride is perfected by the message of become the
world,
because the bride is becoming the
world,
the bride and Christ becomes one. You and Jesus Christ becomes one. Do you know that Jesus Christ is reflecting himself through you? We are Christ on earth. All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ he poured it into the church. That same spirit that was in Jesus, he poured it into the church. So the rapture is on. We are not waiting for the rapture. It is this message that exhumes us. My rapture so shall. Your soul is already raptured. You are no longer here.
Oh, cinema.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, just give us where we are ready. Invisible union of the bride. I don't know whether somebody is getting something. Amen. All right. The prophet said, if God would have led and said, which age? That's why this age is the greatest age of all the ages. Because of what God has accomplished. Which age? Do you desire to be on earth to preach? I would have choose this age. For I think it is the golden age. Because what manifested in the time of the golden age? When the queen of Sheba had the wisdom was in Solomon, has repeated back again in our age. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, bro. Take it up.
Susoki.
Amen. I certainly would have loved to have been here during the time of his visit to the earth. He said, would have loved to be here when Jesus Christ was here. If I don't have the understanding I have now, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died for our sins, who is God Almighty, and he come down to this earth, you wouldn't like to be there to follow him up and down. And saw how he made the water to be wine. And saw how he raised the dead. Brother, it's a great privilege to be on earth. And I'm telling you, I don't care whether you are in Borno State and you hear that Jesus is in Ibadan. For knowing who he is, you enter moto. Are you people not seeing what is happening? When TB Joshua was here, people came from different parts of the country for Warina. There is one man called I'm forgetting his name, Mesila. People come from all parts of Nigeria. It is only them that know where they collect the power. But we know also that gifts and calling of God is from God's presence. They can have it. There was a day I was driving to my hometown, and one policeman just stopped me. And when he stopped me, he said, I should bring my papers. I wanted him, you know, because the way police behave here is not the way they behave in Yoruba land here. Whether you be pastor or no pastor, they don't have respect for you. There was a day one person just In my car that time, I used to put one clergy something. He went and blocked the road and I blocked because it's my right. He just called me, say, Pastor, here not be church. But you are very stupid. I mean that our side. So, do you know when... And there was a function in Osun State. I am Brother Ladejo. We are going. So we got to a police post, you know, checkpoint. Brother Ladejo say, Pastor Neo. Pastor Neo. The policeman said, oh, Pastor. Pastor Lord just said, he has respected us. No, with that kind of our side. Do you know?
Yeah,
as the man stopped me, I brought my papers. That very time, I just said, I'm a pastor now. The man looked at me up and down and said, Pastor for where?
That's possible.
I beg, come, grab, Pastor. It is your time that used to come to my father's shrine. To come and collect power. So many people are collecting power in shrine. There is something I would have told you now, but it is not good to tell you. There was even a minister in this message. He went to one woman preacher somewhere in the north. He went to go and collect power because he went to demonstrate like Brother Abraham so that people will be coming to conventions in his place. Anybody touch, he will fall. And he doesn't know that place he went, there were cameras. So when the woman preacher designed him, I'm going to give you something. He brought an handkerchief and gave to him. He began to somersault. And the camera catch it. I don't know. He himself did not even know that camera was there. And then... I don't know how brethren, you know, say brethren, there are fast brethren, no. Where they search. It was yesterday that I was even thinking about television matter. Brother Abraham said he used to be very, very wrong to go to picture show. To go to cinema before. But he said the devil has told it now. Bring it down to your bedroom in form of television. You know, Brother Bram says science will advance. And let me tell you also, the devil also have bring it down now. Inside your phone. Brother, let me tell you, if you are not careful, you are carrying television up and down. When you open one of those apps, there is nothing that you cannot see in your Android phone. In Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube.
And you are in your bedroom, you just open and you are just... May God be merciful to us. And I was thinking about it yesterday. Many people say, I don't get television for us. You don't get, but there is one, the devil, through phone. And every kind of nonsense. There is nothing you cannot see there. So, the picture captured the brother. And the brother said, is it not this minister? Is this? Abraham said, do not seek gift for your ministry.
He said,
when you seek gift for ministry, you become a stop shit. You want to be some big somebody so that you will be more higher than every other minister. What you say become the final. You will be riding a big car, the people are coming from everywhere. And did you know they sent that video to me? And
it's
somebody I know, I called him. I said, brother, there is one video circulating. Showing you going to a woman preacher and some power. Now you want to come deceive us. If anybody knows him now, everybody will be thinking, say, you are a powerful preacher. Are you the person? He said, yes. Then he gave me a quote that Brother Abraham said that he went to Michelangelo's and then that same place was where the tomb of the four square. Michelangelo made about Moses. So okay, that would be an opportunity to me to see the tomb of this woman. He said, I agree with her as a woman preacher. He said, but I still have respect. I said, Abraham went there to see the tomb, not to go and pray. Pray for what? You say, you message people. Are you not in the message again? I am telling you, as I'm standing here now, it's nowhere to be found. God can never bring you to stores and leave you on the road. No matter the challenges. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as I'm standing here, if everybody, I used to tell my church, if everybody say I don't believe again today, doesn't mean, is there any time I will just say this message is not true again? You must know your starting point. You must know, it's not just you want to play religion. I can show you in the message now. We have Brother Abraham said, sister, don't wear long hair because I said it
too.
But yes, long hair is our message. Amen. Don't wear long hair. Because I said it, brother. Do you have it there? Don't wear long hair. Because I said it. Amen. It's in the message and know it not. Don't long wear long dress. And we are preaching that sisters must wear long hair, wear long dress. But is the quote contradicting each other? No! The difference is the starting point. This message is okay. Look at it here. Praise God. Are we together? Brother, sister, let me tell you. That's the only thing. Don't try to reason it out. Don't try to have long hair. Because I say so. Don't have long hair because I said no. Don't just try to do these things just because in your flesh. Don't try to do it. Just kind of cope up. But just wait before the Lord. Is something way down on the inside. What is that thing on the inside? It is the seed gem. The season is the starting point. Not you, oh God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, you jack. Am I against receiving the Holy Ghost?
No.
Amen. But something way on the inside. Brother, get up. Many of you think, because you got long hair, that means you are going to heaven. Huh? You think because you have long hair, that means you are going to heaven. That doesn't mean that. Many of them think, because you are a good moral woman, that you are going to. I don't mean that. Many of them think because they are churches and belong to this and this and that group and great doctors of divinity. That doesn't mean that. Many think because they speak with tongues. Oh, they've got the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean that. No, the Holy Ghost does speak with tongues. But until that reach the new Holy Spirit, India, we cope with every word. If that Holy Spirit in you that makes you speak in tongues, look back there and doesn't agree with the rest of the world, then it is a wrong spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? There is one in the wrong. Jesus has a table spread. We are the table right now this morning. It is spiritual food in you,
sister.
Brother Kito. It got to come from the inside, which is the word. From the beginning, in the beginning of the creation of God, when God began to create or bring you into existence, you started back there as a seed. I can't hear somebody say amen. You started back there as a seed and walked down to where you are now. Then you were in Christ. And then when Christ died, he died to redeem you. That is the only way you can be redeemable. It's because you were there at the beginning. And you are a part of this world. And how can the Bible, all of it, precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Not one jot or tittle shall fall. Now in the war, can you be a part of that war? Disagree with the rest of it or any of it? It cannot be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So your starting point is not religion. Your starting point is not to be a moral person or be a good person. But you must be a seed. Because a non-seed can receive the Holy Ghost. But in the spirit realm, because you are a triumph being, body, soul, and spirit. But God said, where you lay, where your representation lays, is in your soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, we still have evening service. Can the pianist give us sweep over my soul? Sweep over my soul. How many will be with us in the evening service? We still have more to say. The greatest time of all ages is the age that we are living in. I pray that God will help us to appreciate every beat of what God is doing in this age. We are right now in the countdown. We are passed through bicycle to mobile, to a place. We are right now in the astronaut age. May God help us in the name of Jesus. May God strengthen us in the name of Jesus. While we stand on our feet, while we raise our hand or put our hand in the chest, I want us to sing that song, Sweep Over My Soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Oh, my race is complete. While I see it, oh God, help me this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Sweet Spirit. Amen. Sweet. Oh, my soul, over my soul, my rest is complete while I sing. Oh, yes, Lord, sweet spirit, sweet. Just ask God to take you over you. Just ask God to help you. Just ask God to open your eyes. Many have longed to see this day. Many prophets have longed to see this day. Oh God, we are a privileged people to live in the day that we are living in. I cannot remain the same. I cannot remain the same. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. Submit yourself to him this morning. Surrender yourself to him this morning. I say, Lord, help me. Lord, grant me grace. Oh, Lord, help me to know who I am. Help me to discover my place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Baba show.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Glory to God. Sweep over us, Lord. And take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Yes, Father.
One of the quotes that was read,
Torah,
that the Holy Spirit is here.
You
It's not up in heaven. It has come down on the day of Pentecost. And has been on earth since. And it's just moving around to see those who are their names on the Lamb's Book of Life. Those who are God's own children. Those who are the deposit of God in their heart, in their soul. The seed gem. Those are the ones he come upon to quicken the seed. Bring them to life. To recognize the message of their day. To believe it. And to be able to live by the same.
Oh.
If you feel that you have need of the Holy Spirit, the prophet preached, deep call it unto the deep. So when there is a deep calling, then there is a deep to respond to it. If there is a deep that is calling this afternoon, that you are part of this message, and you love this message, and you believe this message, and you want to live this message, you want to live by this message, and die in this message, or be raptured by this message. If that death is in you, but you need that seed in you to be quickened, to give you the ability to live by this message. We want to remember the prayer this afternoon. Why don't you lift up your hand there to God as you offer this word of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have just heard. Lord, we know, O God, that it is your own plan, it's your program, it is not ours. As your prophet said that if he was asked to look at all the ages and to choose which one you would have loved to come and preach in, that you would have chosen this age. As much as you would have appreciated to be here when Christ was here, performing signs and wonders, raising the dead, calling Lazarus out of the grave, walking on the sea, and doing those great signs and wonders. As much as you would have been loved to be here in the days of Brother Paul, when aprons were taken from his body, and disease and affliction left the people, and so many things that have happened in other ages. Yet, he said, he will have preferred this age. He said, because this is the golden age. This is the age that Christ will come and take some people physically out of here that will never take of physical death. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our generation.
Amen.
We thank you, O God, for the revelation you have sent to us. We thank you for the pillar of fire. We thank you for the prophet that you sent. So honest, so sincere, and so humble. We are grateful unto you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the message you have sent through him. We thank you for your grace that sought us and found us. We thank you, O living God, for the grace that is keeping us in the message. Lord, to stay by this message. Even people that are struggling, yes, something is holding them down. That victory is still assured. We are grateful unto you. Lord, hands of some of your children are up. Lord, yearning and thirsting, O God, that you quicken that seed that is in them. To give them the power and the ability to be able to live by this message and be raptured by this message. Dear Father, because your prophet said that your spirit has come down. That's why he said that it was at that time that they were tarrying. He said now is the Holy Spirit that is even waiting on us. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you look upon your children this afternoon and let us see that you place in them before the world began, that made them to like this message, that made them to adore the message, that made them to love to hear the message, that allowed them to want to live by the message. May it quicken this afternoon, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that the light from the lighthouse will strike upon the seed, O Father. Let it come to life, Heavenly Father, that your children might go as a great army of the Almighty God and live a victorious life for your for your name's sake. Let it be Heavenly Father. Oh God, in the same vein, we ask that sicknesses and diseases that are present in this audience or within the where the voices are being heard for this sermon, or even those that have not the opportunity that are sick somewhere and they are true believers of this message, may the healing power of the Almighty God may get a hold of them at this hour. May you strike their body, dear Father. Bring every dead cell to life, Lord. Drive affliction from their body. May they be strong and healthy, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have told us in your word that healing is children's bread. These are your children that are crying and yearning for healing. May you grant it to them, Heavenly Father, that they may enjoy perfect to the glory of your name. Some of our children that came to the altar, something brought them, no doubt. May you meet them at the point of their need, like you answer Anna of old. May you grant the desires of their heart. Thank you, dear Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless your servant that you have used. They call him for the strength that I left him. And Lord, prepare him for the next service ahead of him, Father. We pray, oh God, that you take us higher yet, Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
God bless you. My brother made two great statement in the course of the preaching. You can be seated, please. And I knew that, but one of it he explained. But the other one he did not explain. The one he did not explain, I know it generated a question. And somebody have written a question. I think everybody should have, or majority should take note of that statement. But I know that some of us, we already know the extension of that quote. It's actually the quote of the prophet, the message leadership of 1965, December
7,
paragraph
162,
that the prophet said that you can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit every hour of your life and be lost and go to hell. It's a direct quote of the prophet. It's not before disease. It is after disease. Second to the last sermon of the prophet. But when you go down, you will now understand what he meant there. That one is not to give uncertainty to anybody, because we believe in eternal security of the believers. The prophet told us, as he explained down that quote of the five outlets of the body, five outlets of the spirit, and then the sense of the soul, which means that baptism of the Holy Spirit is talking about is for someone having it in his spirit, not in the soul. The prophet explained, but as for the quote is there, the direct statement of the prophet. But when you go down, then you get the explanation. If the prophet will have meant that it's for the soul, it means that nobody will be certain of their salvation here. But if you listen to the preaching, you know that the message promises certainty here, assurance of salvation. Why he told us that the Holy Spirit is assurance. God bless you richly. I didn't want him to come for that in the evening, otherwise it will take plenty of time. Yeah, the deacon said the mother should please take note that it's immediately after the service that the gift room will be open. That's the deacon's office. Will be open for the gift. Maybe like 15 minutes after, the door may be shut. And then if you say you come back, they will be busy with other things. Then you wait next year where you get your own gift. The Lord bless you, Rich. I say God bless you, Rich. Shall we rise? We'll be seated by 2 o'clock for the last service of the day. And that's the last service that the minister will be having with us. And he said he still have plenty of things. And me, I want to take the last of what it has. So if you are not traveling out, I will advise that you also come back for the last service so that you can take every blessing. The Lord bless you this day. Let's dismiss with this hymn. Yeah,
1-9.
Have you been baptized into the body? Baptized. 129. Not really what I it's 127 I wanted to be sorry. Are you washed in the blood?
That is funny now.
See this grace, peace, love.
Amen.